Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about. Whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. We talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and random, just like my brain. Today, I've got a guest who wears the crown when it comes to gaming. She's a streamer, content creator, and all-around fucking queen, Miss Game Queen herself, GQ. Let's go. So before we get into all things gaming content nerd life, let's start with the important stuff. GQ, how did you get the name Miss Game Queen? Were you knighted in the halls of Twitch? Did you win a gaming duel to the death? Tell us the story.
Someone's death with you. Actually, what it was is, well, I guess maybe technically you're right. Yeah, because I was beating ass. So the funny thing is, it's like, I was always, as a kid, just more so, you know, gonna date myself, but Blockbuster day, I was beating games rentals. So that's why my gaming catalog isn't like physically as big, because it was like, you know, back then, like, why buy the game if you already beat it?
Yeah.
And I got older, like, you know, like where I'm at in Arizona, there really wasn't a lot of girls, even more so black girls, that play video games. So I had a lot of guy friends. So when I'd be playing them, they were shocked that I was actually beating them. And I played and had such a wide variety of games. So then one of my friends, like, called me. He's like, well, okay, Miss Queen of Games. And then, like, they just started calling me Game Queen. Only thing I added was a miss on it. So then I've been rocking that since, I think, like, the end of, like, MySpace days, which is crazy. Like, because that's how long I've been. So this ain't nothing new. It's just new to the 2020 era. So, yeah.
It's new to y'all. I love it. Okay, so let's take it back. What was the first game you fell in love with? Like, the one that made you go, like, yeah, I'm doing this gaming shit forever.
It was the first game that really, that started me in gaming, like, as a wee little GQ, was Mega Man. Even though Mario was there, Mega Man, because I didn't even realize it until one time I really looked at it, like, because when you beat the character, you kind of got they fit. And it was like, oh, a little bit of
that fashion. Explains it.
Like, I'm beating ass for outfits, so it was like, hell yeah. And it is also kind of attributed, like, when I thought about it, just in like life as you do things, even if someone is kind of a challenge to you, or just like there's something that you seek about someone that's like, hey, I like that, you don't have to like copy it, you know, blow for blow, but literally, what is some attribute about them that you could add to your own style? And that's literally what Mega Man would do. It's like, whatever the person's power was, you got a version of that. And then just like how to make that make you stronger going forth in like the other advanced portions in your life. So yeah. So as a whole, it means a lot to me in those different levels. So yeah.
That's a dope one. That's a solid choice. I would say, for me, it was definitely, I want to say, so like Sonic got me into gaming, but I didn't like, Sonic wasn't like the one I fell in love with.
Right.
My dad used to play Sonic. He had the Sega Genesis in his room, so that wasn't the one. But we had the Super Nintendo up front. Mm. So it was Kirby Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I love Kirby. Kirby's probably one of my favorite characters because he's so cute. But also, like, I love beating ass. And, like, I like the fact that he was, like, he would beat your ass and then take your power. Like, that was so cool to me. Like, so, like, if I beat your ass, now I'm fire. So, yeah, like, I really was like, oh, this game is for me. But, yeah, I just love platformers. I've always loved platformers. And, like, that was the one. I play that game all day. Like, I'm still... That's still one of the games like I could play and speed run and beat it in like 30 seconds just because I used
to. Bruh, just thinking about it, if you take a moment and think about that, that says a lot. Because look at it. Like, Kirby is like all cute and pink and a little fluff, but then he'd be beating ass and you always be looking like a little baby. And then the way you be tearing up food and it just is like, but where's it all going?
I'm Kirby.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my God, it all makes sense. It's
you know,
like,
what? I wonder what Mega Man says about you. You know what I'm finna, you know where I'm finna ask.
Here we go.
We going to ChatGPT. Let's see what it says. What? So while I look this up, tell me more about like the game and like why this is your game. Like, I know the fighting, the fashion, all of this stuff, but you just love Mega Man as a whole. So like, what is it specifically?
I think that too, like I'm also, so my dad, he was a mechanical drafter and he worked for, what was the big one? Honeywell. So he would do like a lot of drafting. So when Mega Man, he would get put up there, it was always like a blueprint. So I was always see those in the house because my dad was always drawing up blueprints. And that's later what I end up doing is getting into mechanical drafting and designing. So there was always a thing. So it was just to see that in a game and whatnot. And then just, I was into mechanics and all this kind of stuff. So it was really cool. But that too, it was me and my mom probably bonded the most, I want to say, with Mega Man, because she was right there beside me being like, power up now, this, that, and yeah, we'd be, both be stressed and everything. But yeah, it's mainly the mechanics of it. Like, it's just, he's a little robot and he's cool. He was just, he's just chilling. He didn't talk much. He was just getting the job done. I love that.
So, you know, it's funny. That's what ChatGPT said. If GQ loves Mega Man, that tracks perfectly with her being a planner and an engineer. Mega Man is, this is so spot on. Mega Man is all about strategy, choosing the right boss order, adapting to new abilities, and problem solving under pressure. Her love for the game suggests she values careful preparation, efficiency, and logical thinking. The cautious side, because I told you were cautious, the cautious side fits too. Mega Man punishes reckless moves, so she likely enjoys analyzing situations before acting. Basically, she's the type to have a solid game plan, but also the skills to pivot when needed. Classic engineer mindset.
Literally, that's what sparked my whole, like, if anybody watches the stream, and no matter what the situation is, even in real life, I'm like, it's all patterns. Everything is a pattern. And that's where that came from with Mega Man, because like, no matter how hard the boss is, I'm like, there's a pattern. And once I got old enough to figure out that there was like, honestly, I think I didn't think they were that advanced in gaming back then to actually, just what you're saying, punish them for like, once you figured out the right power that was someone else's weakness, oh, it was a wrap. Because then I wanted to figure it out. I wanted to make the logic of like, who would defeat who and then make, so yeah, okay, you got me, ChatGPT. All right.
It just read my ass to Phil too. And it literally said what you said. If Kirby's your favorite, that says a lot about you. Kirby's fun, adaptable, and unexpectedly powerful, just like you. He looks cute and chill, but he could throw hands or, you know, copy abilities and wreck shop. Wreck shop is crazy. Calm down. That matches your vibe, playful and lighthearted, but real skill and depth underneath. Kirby's ability to take on different powers reflects your creativity and versatility across comedy, music, gaming, and content creation. Plus, he's a little chaotic, which fits your love for fun, spontaneity, and mixing things up. Basically, you're the cozy but low-key OP character in real life. All right.
Whoa. Well, this has just been an eye-opener.
Yo, see, you got me. Like, yeesh. I feel like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny because you remember when I did that Howl's Moving Castle one and I had been trying to figure out one for you. It is, you're Mega Man. Like that, that explains a lot of your personality. And I am Kirby. I'm finna dive more into that, but not right now. Okay, so now let's talk about like how you got into like streaming and all that stuff. Like, what point did you decide like, okay, I love playing games, I'm gonna go ahead and stream? Because you were, for those that don't know, for let's add some context, me and GQ met because we both were brought on to be part of the Arcade Queens for the All Def Gaming channel. So they wanted to work with more women and pretty much make a, it was like some Chipmunks Chipette shit. Like they wanted to make a, a counter to Pat and Cleo and Kadeem, and they wanted to make a counter. Counter team for that of women. And so that ended up being me, GQ, Max. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a counter team for that. And yeah, so that, but you were already, I was not streaming before we came on All Def. You were. So like, what got you into streaming? Like what made you be like, fuck it, let me get on Twitch? Like what does that look like for you?
So what was crazy is that The artist Paper Frank, he's
just dope.
I followed him for years, right? And the crazy thing is, like, he said he was getting on Twitch. I seen a little bit of it, and I think, no, you know what? I take that back, because what was funny, the only reason I would be on Twitch was to watch artists. That's all I watched. I watched people craft stuff, paint stuff. That was the only thing I was there for. And then when he said he was going there, I was like, oh, he's going to start doing like some of his art live. And it was a guy at work that was like, hey, you should really get into streaming, because everyone knew that I play video games. You should do that. And I was like, oh, no. Because one, I didn't even know how to do that. And then me as a gamer, I'm like, I'm the one, I'm always a player one. So I didn't understand the concept of why would someone want to watch somebody play? Because I'm looking from my point of view, like, I want to be the one playing. I don't want to watch. But then when I started seeing it more and understanding it, it was like COVID, when everyone was trapped inside. So it was like, what else you got to watch? And then it was Patrick Cloud with the, you know, what is it? It was all deaf, just like their show and watching them. And then when he got into gaming and then watching like the tokens do their stuff, it was really funny. And I was like, okay, I could kind of do it. And they found a way to make it more easier for people to stream, because it really wasn't that easy. It just seemed like you really had to be a tech nerd. But yeah, that's what did it, where I was like, okay, I can do this. And mainly what I did first was like, I was like, people got to know me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, why would anybody want to just watch a stranger? So my whole aspect of it was just like kind of just building the community and people knowing me, and then just my little, you know, slick ass humor. They're just like, okay, we just want to see that just where everyone can experience it, not just with my group of little friends. So that's what it turned out to be. And it was a lot of fun just being able, and then that, and be able to connect with other people to play other games with. You know, you get older and it's hard to find people to play multiplayer games, because everyone's like, you know, either married, kids, busy, this, that, and the other. But if you go to the place where everyone's doing the thing, bada bing, bada boom. So yeah, that's how that all turned out. So it was really cool.
That's dope. And I'm happy we met, because we've been doing some stuff.
Yeah.
If you could play any game professionally, like, it's like, what would you do? Like, if you were trying to make some money, you know what? Boom. You know the movies where they're like, oh, they're finna take the house. Oh, there's this magical tournament where I'm making $100,000, which is the exact amount I need for the house. What game could you play that you feel like you will win?
That I would win.
Yeah.
That I would win. That's the one. It would probably be, I think it would probably be if I could do like retro speed runs, believe it or not.
Ooh, okay.
I think I could do that. Like, literally, if I had the time to just like, okay, let me practice this. Cause once I'm in the zone, I know anyone that watches my stream, but like, she'd be yelping like crazy, but when I'm there and I'm not thinking about an audience, I'm locked in. Cause like I said, everything's patterned. So the muscle memory is like ridiculous. I even did like really crazy, even with God of War. Like I kind of kicked myself a little bit that I didn't stream that. Cause I feel like that was the epitome of GQ the gamer, but I was like the gamer. Like, I didn't think anybody's going to see me not pay any attention to the chat, because it was like, you know, you get up, you cuss it, because the way just beating those berserkers and all that kind of stuff. But that, I know that was really, really hard to do. And the way that I did it, I was like, oh, no, I was that bitch when I did this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, no, nah, they need to see and respect me. So it's just that with patterns and stuff. I think, like, if I had to make some money quick to save the house, or just saying, like, doing, like, speed runs of some of my favorite games, that would probably be it. Like, Mega Man, Donkey Kong, that would be it.
If it, for me... Jammer Lammy. It's a wrap.
Oh my
ain't nobody seeing me. Boy, ain't nobody seeing me. Wait. I cannot wait till I'm able to stream that game, because don't nobody understand. Y'all don't
understand.
You
only got to do it like once or twice.
Yeah, right? But it wasn't like syncing up all the way. So like, I really wasn't able, you know, I really wasn't able to cook, and I was stressed. But like, yeah, I can. It's a some levels that'll fuck me up, but for the most part, like I'm that's my shit. So I'm gonna have to figure that out.
Like a rhythm game with you,
like, please,
that would be really fun. Like, it's just hard trying to find them nowadays, because you know everything is like copyright, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
but that would be a lot of fun. I have heard they dropped something with Nintendo. I got to figure out the game, and I heard rumors that it's like a hip hop rhythm
kind
of game. Yeah, so I'll look that up. We'll see if we can't get that
going. We'll do something. Beat Saber, something. Like, I love rhythm. Rhythm games are, like, some of my favorite. Platformers, rhythm games, beat 'em ups. Anything where it's, like those you have to think and a strategy, but it's also, like I could get high and, like, vibe out and play these. Like, that's just fun. Yeah. Okay, so who in the gaming space, if you could, like, collab with anybody, like, who would be your top three people to, like, collab with?
Ooh, top three people to collab with. Wow, this doesn't even sound like a flex. Like, actually, I already have. No, but, like,
oh, no.
Yeah, because I know there's some people that are just like, oh, they're just, like, too far out there. But it's just like, I don't really watch, crazy enough, I don't really watch that many super high up there streamers like that. So the main one, just because of their comedy and stuff, I really do like the vibe of, like, RDC. I do feel like they're really funny, that on a light little note, we could do something. I think that would be fun. They'd be probably really cool. I think to collab, I would like to do something with, Jahara. Because the thing is crazy. She's in Arizona. She's a cosplayer, just amazing. Like, it's so neat just to see somebody from Arizona, like, succeed, you know, do something, especially in streaming and gaming. But she's really into Final Fantasy, and I love Final Fantasy X2. So being able to do something with her, like, even if I got my cosplay skills up enough and we did something like that, I think that would be really cool, that a lot of people would enjoy. I think those would be the top two. Otherwise, like, it's cool, like, just like some just honorable mentions of people that I have done stuff with that I do enjoy, like, you know, Rena Goddess, just like my homie Eve Avencia, doing stuff with her sometimes. That's been a lot of fun. And, like, that's the thing. Just, like, they're more so, like just chill people that are, like, friends almost. They're just, like, it's like that. Like, it isn't, like, someone, like, crazy shooting for the stars, but just, like, people that are, like, in my same interest bubble that are just, like, oh, that's cool and it's fire. So, yeah.
That's cool. That's a solid list.
You know?
I would say, for me, for sure, RDC, like, I would love to do something with them. Same thing, like, they're really funny. I would like to do something with, and this is going to be Tony Statovici. Okay, so this is
what I'm going to. I know you
like. That's why I'm like, I'm going to.
I didn't even bring that up when it comes
to, I know. I'm going to go ahead and confess. All right, y'all. So me and Tony Statovici got a one-sided beef, and it's not even a real beef. I'm a big fan, but this is going to sound absolutely crazy, and there's no way for me to say it without it sounding crazy. So, like, GQ was also a big, well, GQ was a fan first. She actually kind of, like, put me on to some of his stuff, and it's really funny. But, like, it's been multiple times where I'll post some content and GQ didn't see it or say shit, but then I'll go on Tony Statovici page and she didn't like every single video. So it's not like, I feel like a jealous baby mama, like, oh, you over there liking that shit, but you can't. So, yeah, but it's I also will like the stuff. That's why I'm like, it's not a real beef, but, like, damn, bitch, I'm the comedian in your life. Like, you out here going to get comedy. It feels like you cheat on me.
You're going to get comedy somewhere else?
You're going to get some laughs. Somebody else, oh, you you out your drawers? Like, I just, how dare you? So, yeah, it's definitely Tony. I'm a big fan. I would like to work with you, but also, like, stop trying to take my bitch. Like, that's crazy. Like, is this how men feel? Like, I hate it.
So I was like, you know what? Let me take that one off the list.
Yeah, you turn this whole thing sideways. Yeah. Turn up.
People in general.
But he is really funny. And he actually did a collab with Ralph Barbosa, which was funny. He's a comedian from Texas too. Super funny dude. So yeah, I was like, I would do a thing. And my third one, John Boyega, John Boyega in any space, I would like to.
In any space. That's why I was like, what exactly would it
I'm just like podcast. I mean, if you want to play a game, you know, if you want to be my man, just any space.
What?
I would like to work with John Boyega. But I'm going to give an honorable mention. I would like love to do some kind of something, gaming, streaming, something, music, something with Zach Fox.
Okay, now hold up. Now, you know what? Because, like, if I knew this was a spectrum, like, John Boyega did it. I don't know why both of us. It's like, okay, so you need to pick your, because it's like, I was picking, like, literal streamers. Nope. Like, who else?
I said dream. I said dream.
Because for all that, I would, because also, if we want to do that, Chris Brown also, like, he didn't scream, but he played, he ended up playing with another girl. Like, I would find a game that me and Chris Brown could play. Like, don't.
We going dream. Dream big.
Hell, fucking Meg Thee Stallion was playing Mortal Kombat. There we can go. Dream, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
You
okay. Said dream.
Next time, you send me the question list because I'm like,
hell nah. So you can pre-cook. No.
So you can come up here and pre-cook. You and your pre-cooked meals.
I ain't doing it. And we both know I didn't study this before. But yeah, valid. I mean, I got to work with Zach for when I did something with the company that shall not be named. But that was dope. But yeah, he's funny as fuck and he does music. So I would like to do something with him. Yeah, I think that would be dope. All right, so now it's time for some nerd debates.
Oh, this should be good.
I'm going to throw some fictional characters, matchups at you, and then you have to tell me who would win and why.
All right.
So this is if they fight. All right.
Yeah, let me just already have Google ready, because sometimes I feel like you're about to throw out somebody from
random. No, you should know these. All right. Mario versus Sonic.
In a fight?
Yeah,
Mario's gonna lose. Sonic's too quick.
Yeah, this,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you would, like, unless the only way that Mega Man Mario would have a chance is if you gave, if it's just raw, straight up strength, Mario's out of there. But unless you gave him like literally a star, then they can kind of go off a little bit. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's just like, even if you gave him a star, then like Sonic would go that super golden one. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think Mario could do it, because you've seen too many animes where literally the character who has that speed and they just like quick punching the shit out of somebody, it's a wrap. You can't keep up. So the speed alone would kill him. But if it was like, if you took away what makes Sonic Sonic and it was just straight scrapping, then Mario would win. Because, I mean, he can hit a brick with his head and still carry on and go jump on and kill some turtles. So, just like, so yeah, if it's literally what they're equipped with and what they're known for, Sonic's going to win.
All right. Not against that. Okay, the next one is Kratos versus Doomslayer.
I don't care who. I'll tell you right now. I don't care who. I'm going to Google him, but I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care who. Like, Doomslayer could be the Thanos. I don't care. Kratos is going to win in my heart, because I'd be damned if anybody. Nobody will.
Now I will go on record as saying I did not create these mashups. These were mashups that I found.
Oh, who is it? What is he? Who is he from?
He's from Doom.
Oh, he's literally from Doom.
He's getting his ass whooped. He's fucking Kratos. He's getting his ass whooped.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's Kratos. I did not make this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, I don't care.
This is not my matchup. This is one. Dexter versus Jimmy Neutron.
Ooh. Nerds. I'm like, so I'm gonna be honest, obviously I'm biased. I don't know what it was about Jimmy Neutron. I just hated that hair. Because it felt like he wanted to aspire to be Johnny Bravo, but just couldn't be that cool ever. And just like, so he just got that weird little curl in the front where he couldn't be like the box up, you know, hair. So the one thing I will give Dexter, like, on a real like scrap to scrap note, he's got to deal with his sister, Dee Dee. And that, like, when you have, like, well, no, she's the older one. I'm sorry. His older sister, Dee. Like, the fact that, like, when you have to deal with a sibling that will torture the shit out of you, you're built different. Like, just on stress alone. Like, and Jimmy Neutron just seemed like he just got to do shit and he had his little homeboys and stuff. On scrap, just on stress and being fed up enough. Dexter got that one.
Yeah, I think it is that too. Like, Dexter's way more angry.
Yeah,
like he I think he beat Nas. Yeah. All right, we got Lara Croft versus Nathan Drake. Was it Uncharted?
I didn't play that much Uncharted to know what his moveset was, but I feel like, I know this is gonna sound biased, but yeah, I think Lara Croft got it.
Yeah, I think she got it.
I mean, but that too, like, I'm going to say, like, did she had a movie before him. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had Angelina Jolie. I'm just saying, just on those level of staff.
You're
like,
winning just because of Angelina Jolie, quite honestly.
It was just like, because if you had to think of a movie, like, of that, because they're almost pretty much the same kind of theme, but just a woman and a man. it's like, oh yeah, Laura Croft. This is like Angelina Jolie. Tell me off top, who was the guy that played for Nathan Drake?
Tom Holland.
Okay, was there two or was there one?
Oh, see, I don't know about that. The only reason I knew it was Tom Holland is because I just looked.
And that's what I was like, I thought about it, because I'm like, oh, wait, if this was the only one, then it's just like, oh, because it was Spider-Man. But I was like, but I thought there was another one. But that's what I'm saying. Look how long it took. Like, that boy, how old is he? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That you have to wait for this.
Oh, and the movie flopped. I didn't even know.
See what I'm saying?
Shit, like, wait, now
Laura Croft, how many times does she actually have a movie? Nothing else. She probably just got more.
Wait a minute. How did it flop? The budget was $120 million and it made $407 million.
I guess. I don't.
It was the sixth highest grossing video game film of all time. Why did they say it flopped? Oh, people didn't like it. Okay, wait. What's the highest? But now I gotta go look. Oh, okay. Super Mario Brothers movie, made $1 billion. Then Sonic the Hedgehog 3 made 491. Pikachu, Detective Pikachu. I didn't care about that. Warcraft, Rampage, Uncharted. Where's Lara Croft? Sonic Hedgehog 2, Angry Birds movie. Wait, did Lara Croft is they call number it 14. Tomb Raider. Yes, it's number 14. I thought it would be higher up. Prince of Persia? Yeah, the movie, like how much it grossed.
Well, I mean, that too, when it came out. But it came out in 2001?
Yeah, 2001. And then there was one in 2018.
That's what I'm like, who?
Like, who the fuck are you?
Sorry, ma'am. But
sister. Yikes. I didn't see you, Angelina. But yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's, bruh. It's just
I love her.
Yeah, Angelina, it became like, you looked at Laura Croft. I feel so sorry for this woman. But when you think of Tomb Raider, Laura Croft, you automatically vision her as Angelina Jolie after that. It was just like, there was no other way of seeing it. So it just like, just that level of impact, she won. Like, I don't care what you say.
It's a fucking, I love Angelina Jolie. And then, okay, our last one, Sephiroth versus Ganon.
Ganon?
From Zelda.
Oh, and again, this is gonna be biased, but it really is not even biased. It's do you know how
that man is crazy? He's so fine. Alone,
a one-winged angel, bro. You coming in already anime tough? Like, so your one wing is so strong that it don't even need the other one. You come in gliding like you have six wings. Hell no! And you have that super long ass sword, and it's like, the amount of stress that he put on people, not in his
He was stressing them out.
That's what I'm saying. You sit up there and scared the shit out of people in Kingdom Hearts and beat that little boy's ass. Yo, like, bruh, I don't care.
Yo, to come in somebody else's game and beat their ass is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. His music alone, that like it just you already know what it is. Like, absolutely not. And then let's just white-haired characters, like, it's give already a wrap. Time. And don't even say nothing, but for whatever reason, his shirt had to come off. Like, it was a wrap. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why did his shirt have
That's what I'm saying. He looked good regardless if the shirt was off or just that too, like that long trench coat, killer. Just on fashion alone. That's what I'm like. Who cares whoever the other opponent was? Is Seth Roth. Like, come on. And
save this picture. Okay.
Thank you. What? Did you Google? Hey.
Well, his shirt did come off and say for me, para me. Okay, so, amen. All right, so, you get...
Pervert.
Pervert? I'm going to be reading that question. Well, now, I just made up another one. If you could date one game character...
Oh, God.
They are real...
They are real.
They turn into a real human. Yeah. Even if they're not human, when they came over here, they would be human.
Oh.
So, like, if it was Bowser, when he came over, he would still have that person. Just how, like, Shrek turned. That's, no.
That's crazy how quick you came over Bowser, but keep going.
Oh. Whoa. If he came here, he would be swole with that personality. So, it's the personality.
Oh, air me out.
Yeah, air out. Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear.
Because it's obvious, but it's just like...
I want to hear it.
Okay, so, okay.
Go ahead, say it.
It's Kratos, like, but because it's like the thing is, it's not even like, oh, like older Kratos is like, that just makes me sad. Cause like he's getting old, and he gonna die. And like younger Kratos was like a menace. He was a straight fuck boy. He didn't care about nobody but himself. But it's just like the fact that it's just like if there's something in there, like
it's something in there,
I can fix it. Because the thing is, when he was with his wife, when he was like kind of softening up, do you know how bad of a bitch you have to be to have Kratos love
that's you? What you like, the power.
Yeah, that's what he, let's say he, it.
You talking like, about it. Go ahead.
And I'm an Aries. That's what I'm saying. I'm already a problem. So just like that paired with me. Oh, are you playing a banjo to this? What? Hello?
You talking here?
You're sick.
Hi. What date would you go on with Kratos?
Wow.
Need a little background. Keep going.
What date? You know what would be crazy? That would be fun to me. It was to go on a couple's date and like do something competitive and beat the shit out of them and then talk shit in the car about like how it's just like they were not even all that good. Like, did you see how so-and-so really caught?
Hold on. It was ChatGPT. Wait a minute. No. That means something. Keep going. Now keep going. What else you want to do?
It's just because that's why, like, one, I love like all of that. Like the Greek mythology stuff was just like, so, and I know you ain't talking, knowing how much you're into it. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the deep cuts and stuff.
I do. So that, like, is true.
But it's just like, yeah, because like, what was it? Aries was a god of war, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And I'm an Aries. And I mean, I may have a temper issue, but that's why I was just like, I get it. Like, and then my mom, she was just like, it's concerning how good you are with this game. She's like, how would you just know to go pick up that body and use that to get you up? I was just like, it just seemed logical. Why would you waste the body?
All right, fellas, now this is what we've learned about GQ.
Oh my god,
what she just said, and also through ChatGPT. GQ wanting to date Kratos and picturing the perfect date is gaming and winning says a lot, and it italicized a lot. Whoa. About her personality. First off, she's drawn to strength, discipline, and a no-nonsense attitude. Kratos isn't just powerful. He's strategic and determined, which makes sense. We go back to the Mega Mind, which probably mirrors qualities she values in herself. The fact that her ideal date involves winning at games means she's competitive and thrives on achievement. She doesn't just want to have fun. She probably wants to dominate, probably as a duo. That suggests she values partnership where both people push each other to be better. She's not about passive romance. She wants someone who can match her drive, respect her skills, and maybe even strategize with her like a true co-op partner.
Valid. I'm so glad the camera is not on, because the way, like, I don't know what it is. Like, don't you dare ChatGPT this. I know this is just a whole nother segment, but I look at like characters. They're always kind of, if they're the villain and they shouldn't be kind of.
Uh-oh.
Like Dobby, like, you know.
Oh, Dobby's so damn fine.
I don't know what to say with Toji. I just like, and that's the thing. It's not just Toji. It's Toji, but he like was like crazed out because he was so crazy. He was like so competitive. It's just like, I don't care who I fight. It's whoever I sense is the strongest in the room. It was like, oh my god, like,
you
crazy.
Like, hold up, I got you.
Don't you dare.
Oh, it said O-H.
I know you lying.
I swear, I'm a screenshot and send it to you. It said, oh, GQ liking Toji, especially italicized and crazed mode, just confirmed she's got a type. Raw power, no hesitation, and little or a lot of unhinged energy. She's clearly drawn to strength in its most unapologetic form, but not just physical. Toji is calculated, skilled, and relentless. That matches her competitive and strategic mindset. The fact that she likes him in crazed mode, italicized, suggests she enjoys intensity and thrives in high energy, high stakes situations. She might admire a sense of total commitment, whether it's to a fight, a goal, or a mission. It also means she's not intimidated by chaos. She probably finds it exciting as long as she's in control of her own game. Bitch to filth it, Reggie. To filth. To filth it, Reggie.
Hold up. I'm mad that of all things, when has anybody ever shocked AI? I don't know if you have a mod built on ChatGPT where it's in SAS mode, but I haven't. As much as I've heard you read stuff from ChatGPT, I have never heard you actually say that thing where it had a personality. It was like,
but it read me to feel too, and that's why I was silent for a little bit. So I said I want to date Sephiroth, and if you'd like to date Sephiroth, that says you're into enigmatic, powerful figures with a touch of danger, but only if they come with depth. Sephiroth isn't just a villain. He's complex, brooding, and carries a sense of grandeur. That suggests you're drawn to people who have a strong presence, a bit of mystery, and maybe even some theatrical flair, which makes sense given your love for storytelling and performance. Bitch, I didn't ask you all of that. It also hints that you like a challenge. You don't want something too easy or predictable. You probably appreciate intensity in relationships, but with an undercurrent of passion and intelligence. Plus, let's be real, you might just have a thing for long-haired, dramatic men with God complexes. Bitch, who asked you?
Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. Now, how come you pick Seth Roth, which is crazy to me, only because, one, it just came up. Two, you don't even play Final Fantasy. And as someone who's been like a long time fan, what happened to Hal?
Oh, Hal's on there too. Hal's definitely number one. But like Sephiroth, now I'm not finna out myself. So
I'm the hell if you ain't after what you just did to me.
I only play Final Fantasy 7 because of Sephiroth.
Whoa.
And then
we've never talked about this.
I don't want to.
What?
Yeah, I don't care about Cloud. Like, Cloud's cute or whatever, but Sephiroth
No one cares about Cloud, but I'm just saying. But one, I never knew you played Final Fantasy, and to come to find out, you played it for him. So this has been a secret gaming crush this whole time. I thought it was all about Hal, and this is...
I wrote an article on him, too.
You little lovesick puppy nerd. Whoa.
I love him. He's crazy. And he's about crazy.
So many other anime characters. So you've been having this in the tuck this whole time?
Yeah, I wrote an article on, actually, I just looked it up, on The Gamer. It's called Sephiroth Would Definitely Be a Better Husband Than Cloud.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, so I also asked about Bowser. Since I did two for you, I wanted to be fair. Not the betrayal in your voice. You being in love with Bowser is so... Okay, bitch. I don't like these italicized.
On brand.
I don't like it. Bowser is big, dramatic, and absolutely will risk it all for what or who he wants, which honestly aligns with your own bold, creative energy. He's powerful, but also kind of goofy, which means you appreciate strength and a sense of fun. It also suggests you like someone who takes charge but isn't afraid to be a little extra about it. You probably enjoy a partner with strong presence or a touch of villainous flair and a ride or die attitude, even if they occasionally kidnap a princess for attention. Deep down, Bowser's just a big, fiery softy who wants to be loved, and maybe that's what gets you. Oh my God.
It is, because when he did have Peach for that little bit of time, he was like really trying to, you know, swoon her, and he was so sad and heartbroken when it's just like, what do you mean? Like,
I do like it.
Yeah, you've been getting your little peaches up and being in the gym. So no wonder it all makes sense.
So I asked it to sum us both up, and it said GQ, strategic, competitive, and drawn to sheer power.
Okay.
She likes strength that's controlled, but she also enjoys a bit of chaos as long as she's on the winning side. She values intensity, skill, and dominance, whether it's in relationships or gaming. If she's picking a partner, they better be able to keep up and keep winning. Damn. Both italicized. Mine is playful, adaptable, and a little chaotic in the best way. You love strong, dramatic figures, but they have to bring flair, personality, and maybe even some villainous energy. You're drawn to confidence, theatrics, and ride-or-die commitment, whether that comes with a giant sword, Sephiroth, or a spike shield, Bowser. You want power, but with a fun edge. Oh my God, why did it read us like this? This wasn't even this wasn't even what we were supposed to be doing today, but...
This is rough.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Okay. Why?
All right, so here's the last one. It's time for Nerd Roulette. I've got a list of random nerd topics, and you have to rant about whichever one I land on for 60 seconds. No filter, no thinking, just pure energy. Now, I'm thinking of a number 1 through 3.
Okay, wait, why wouldn't you go first so I know what it is, what I'm supposed to do?
No, you're not. It's chaotic.
Wow, I hate your shows. Okay, 5.
I said 1 through 3.
Oh, I thought you said 1 through. I don't know why I heard 1 through 10. 2.
Why Pokemon villains are terrible at their jobs. Hold on. I have set the time. I hate your shows. It's hilarious. 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
They are terrible at their jobs because, one, they have like the weakest personality. They're overly goofy and they clearly don't look like they have any kind of plan going. Their Pokemon, honestly, I feel are smarter than they are. They are just throwing them out there to do the work. They just have like the ego of I'm gonna be honest, an asshole, and they just basically slay the Pokemon to do all the other stuff. Was the time up?
Nope, 34 seconds.
Yeah, and yeah, that it's just that, and that's why they lose so fast. Or then they're in like quote when they lose sounds so sorry because it just shows that they had no plan. They were just going on pure ego alone. And yeah, no,
she hates
skill.
A plan. No plan. You got to.
I do.
15 more seconds.
Yeah, and also usually they're like only very few. The best ones are dressed well. The other ones are dressed sorry, and that shows a lot. You can tell by their hair, and then the way their clothes don't match.
Tell by the hair.
They be having some stupid ass hairstyles. I'm just like it. The villains look like, oh, I want to beat your ass because how stupid you look. That's the other part. The really good looking villains are like, oh, they're going to be difficult. That's what I'm saying. It's trust. But other than that, yeah.
Hey, your time was up a couple seconds ago, but you were
I had to get on that faster because I
I'm like, once you start talking about the hair, I was like, oh, I'm like, hey, let her cook. But GQ, I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. So tell the people where they can find you and how they can support the queen of games.
All right. So this is what I'm looking to do. I need people to pay attention to me. Let's just be real, kids. let's just let it be out there. You know, I be doing stuff, but just people just ain't seeing your girl. So nothing else. Hey, check me out on Twitch where I be like screaming and yelping, stressed out as hell, getting through some platformers and other new games that are coming out. I love highlighting those because it's a lot of fun. And I want to get you guys interested. So nothing else. I'll test it out before you have to. And if nothing else, hey, right now I'm trying to build my YouTube up. So, hey, you can go check that out for free with no ads. So, hey, ante it up. And while you're over there, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. You know, hit me with subscribe.
Up. Check that fool. Ante up. Kidnap that fool. Get him. Get him.
See, I was trying to let me also air out Roxy while I have the chance and I have the platform.
What I do?
Also, I'm doing 3D printing. I've been waiting to get on this for a while. So if you would like to get in on this before Roxy drops her gigantic list of wants and whatnot, so check out my crafting page. Yeah, like she's been sending me stuff on the low while we've been talking. But yeah, so check that out. I'm going to be doing a lot of that kind of stuff. I really love crafting too, so it's cool to be able to get into that. So yeah, thanks a mil.
Love that. Make sure y'all check out GQ. Thanks for tuning in to the Roxy Hayes podcast. Make sure to hit that follow button, share, subscribe, do all the stuff that you do to support the thing. And then until next time, stay curious, keep wondering, and do whatever the fuck you want. Peace. Bye. GQ is in love with power. That bitch loves power. She want a man. Be a man. GQ
are you
wants a big strong ass man?
Just hit it right here. Just hit the button. Yeah. Thank you. Man. I think it's the red button.
You want a big man with power.
Whoa.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.